This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome to the Lows to Highs podcast. I am your host, Karin, and on this show, you will learn how to live a present life, find gratitude in all of the low moments, and experience freedom and bliss as you propel into your higher. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. Today, I sit down with the founders of VitaClean, Christina Vilkova and Sarah Douglas. VitaClean, if you guys don't already know, is the only triple-filtered vitamin C-infused shower head that removes the nasty chemicals from your water, no matter where you live, so that you can have healthier hair, clearer skin, and an affordable spa-like experience every single day. Can I just say, guys, I did not think this product would work. I started using it a couple months ago when I had really bad eczema all over my face, a rash all over my face, super dry and itchy scalp. And when I put the shower filter in my shower and I took a shower for the first time with it and came out, I swear this itchy scalp just disappeared. And my skin just felt so much more hydrated. And after that, I obviously was showering every day. And over time, my entire skin and my hair got so much better, in addition to all the different supplements and healing I'm doing from within. So it's a combination. But this product really surprised me. And you're going to hear all about it and how it came to be. So what to expect in the episode, we first talk about the hidden origins of hair and skin issues. Christina and Sarah shed light on the often overlooked sources of common hair and skin problems. We talk about starting a business from personal necessity. We share the different personal attributes essential for being an entrepreneur and brand building, like which qualities that have really propelled Christina and Sarah to establish and grow their brand. We talk about the importance of exploration and finding your passions. We share the different impact of the different water types on your health and the diverse effects of water quality on our own well-being. They share the mechanics and significance of VitaClean, so you'll gain insights into how it works and why it's a must-have for every household, why clean water is fundamental for maintaining an overall healthy body. And then lastly, we talk about the power of surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals. They both really emphasize the importance of cultivating a supportive network who has similar goals. So join us as we dive into these topics and enjoy. All right. Hi, Sarah. Hi, Christina. I'm so excited to chat with you guys. I know we've been chatting for the past 20 minutes, so I feel like I already know you both, but I'm so happy to have you guys on the show to talk about VitaClean, your personal stories, your journey. So with that, I would love you both to introduce yourselves in whatever way feels right today.
Thanks so much for having us, Karin. We're really excited. It's amazing. We really love what you do, and we're really grateful to be on the podcast today.
Thank you. I'm Christina, and I'm the other co-founder of VitaClean. I am Bulgarian originally. And my dad very randomly won the green card lottery like 23 years ago. And that's how I ended up in America. We moved to New York and then eventually New Jersey. So I spent a lot of my life in the tri-state area. And VitaClean came out of London, which is another part of the journey. And that's where Sarah and I met. So I had a moment in Europe. And I ended up being in London for 5 years. And I had a lot of learnings there. And I'm really glad that I pushed myself. It was my early to mid 20s. I'm really glad I pushed myself to experience travel and experience culture and just really have a tapestry of being, have lived in different cities. And why it's so exciting is because if I haven't moved to London, I don't think Vitaclean would have existed today.
Wow. What made you go to London in the first place, or at least explore the other side of the world and live there?
So in my early 20s, while I was in university, I went to school in Manhattan, Fashion Institute of Technology. I was modeling. I had a full modeling career. I had a contract with an agency, and that modeling career led me to opportunities to work in Europe. So I ended up going to London because my one sister was there too. I already had an EU citizenship, so it was really easy to just kind of like get in there and start working. And I ended up staying. I ended up staying for 5 years, which is a little crazy, but that's what led me to go to London.
For those who don't know Vitaclean, I would love for you guys to share what it is, the product, how it works, and then we'll dive deep into how it was birthed.
Yeah, for sure. So my name's Sarah. I unfortunately didn't introduce myself before. And I am originally from Australia. I grew up in Australia, but my mom is from Iceland. And I ended up in London because my mom was from Iceland and we used to always come through London on our way for Christmas, every second Christmas. And my brother lived in London at the time. And I just really fell in love with the city. It was so different from Australia and it was, you know, such a big city. It was such a crazy vibe. And I loved it. So Christina and I met because we were working together at a content company and we got on really, really well. We always shared our little beauty hacks and our beauty secrets. We spent a lot of our disposable income on beauty products and we used to kind of share our findings together. And we were always disappointed. Like we had skin and hair problems. I personally had eczema, like hot flushes on my face after the shower. And I always had brassy hair, which just annoyed me so much because I was always spending so much money in the salon. And purple shampoo was my best friend, and to the point that I would overtone it so much that it would just go like a silvery color. And Christina had her own skin and hair issues, which I'm sure she'll get into later for you guys. And we were living together and our shower completely stopped working one day. So we had to call a plumber. And the plumber came and he said that we had a sludge problem and we had no idea what sludge was. And he subsequently attached all his equipment to the shower, to the bathtub, like where the water main comes out. And he starts pumping out this brown tar-like gooey liquid from the shower, which was inside the bathtub, to the toilet. And it was the most disgusting thing that Christina and I had ever seen. And it took him like about an hour to do this like pump out. And he was just telling us all about sludge, all about hard water, all about the problems, especially in big cities or in like highly populated residential areas. And we were fascinated by it because we were like, hey, maybe this is what's causing our skin and hair problems. And this is why we can't solve it with generic products like shampoo, conditioner, moisturizers. I personally loved cortisone cream. Like I would slather it all over myself, like literally on my legs, on my face sometimes. It was like my antihistamines as well. I would take a lot of antihistamines. And so we became fascinated by water filtration. And so we bought quite a few of the like Amazon. Some people always say to me when they don't know much about our business, they're like, oh yeah, like the shower with the beads, you know, like the that's like transparent with the beads, as I would like to think is a lot better and more sophisticated than that. similar kind of vibe, I guess. So then we actually came across an article that Leonardo DiCaprio in his West Village home in New York had a vitamin C shower. So we were like, well, that sounds super cool because we always use vitamin C. We would use the serums, the moisturizers, mm-hmm. we would take it internally. And so we started looking into vitamin C filtration. And when we started testing out some samples, we just thought that it was such a game changer and so much more powerful is maybe not the word, but so much more effective than just a generic water filter, which would just take out like the lime scale. And people really notice that about VitaClean, because VitaClean is a triple filtered scented shower head. And those filters, we have a cloth, which you can see on our Instagram, VitaClean_official. It just gets black in some places, especially you guys, both New Jersey gals. That's like the tri-state area is really, really dark for our microfiber cloth. And then we have the ceramic balls or shungite. Shungite is a form of carbon, very high quality form of carbon. And then we have our vitamin C filtered shots. And those are the aromatherapy capsule. That's the ingredient that makes your skin and hair so glossy and just gives you this bright sheen. I don't know if any of you use vitamin C cream and you just feel really bright the next day when you wake up. Well, VitaClean gives that kind of instant feeling straight away. That's probably a good summary in terms of how we came up with VitaClean and what
Amazing.
It is.
Amazing. I'm just so curious, after the plumber came and you were exploring these different routes of, now you had the context of, okay, this is what's causing or could be a root cause of the hair and skin issues that we're facing. Where do you even begin to start figuring out, like, should we create a brand about this? Should we create our own product? I'm always so curious that, was it like you both getting drinks one night and you're like, you know what, let's start our own business in this front? I'm always so curious to hear where that origin point was.
We were actually super keen to start a business at the time. Like, we would always talk about beauty products, and we just thought it was such an interesting space. Like, we both did a lot of marketing for brands and we desperately wanted to be on the other side. Like, we would get so inspired by founders and we loved branding and products. And so we definitely had like a fire to kind of start something. And that's really why I guess we set out on this journey.
I mean, I think entrepreneurship is interesting because most of the stories that I feel really that I gravitate to is people having a problem or seeing an opportunity and starting something. And I don't know what it was. I think we're young and naive and full of a lot of ambition, and which was good. It was good that we had that. And it takes a lot of discipline and dedication to execute something like this. And you have to have a lot of courage because the beginning, especially for us, we were first time like CPG, like consumer product good entrepreneurs. You know, I feel like we've both really been entrepreneurial whole lives. Like, I come from a family of entrepreneurs. I've tested and tried other things before. I'd like to consider my modeling career was very, very entrepreneurial because you had a brand, you had to maintain the brand, you had to get clients, you had to get sales. So it wasn't very foreign to us. But I also believe there's an ingredient that is somehow unspoken about, and it's a calling. It's a calling you can't really describe, and you can't be like, well, I went to school and I took this class and that's why I was interested. It's a really like a big combination of a lot of things. So it's hard to explain. Sometimes you just got to follow your gut feeling. But I have to say, I'm really proud of us because we've both been really strong and courageous, even at the scariest times. And when you start a business, there's a lot of stuff that come up that you were not prepared for. And I don't care what school you went to. I don't care how much career experience you've had in, you know, a certain sector. Like, there's a lot of things that come up that you just can't even imagine or plan for. Again, especially when you're a first-time founder.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what you bring up is a really good point that I want to click into, which is, you both had a career in marketing. So you had that side of things figured out. You knew how to market a product. You knew what brands are looking for, how consumers work. Christina, you just mentioned you had some of that entrepreneurial spirit. Something that I believe is often we don't know why we're doing certain things and why we're placed in certain environments or have a certain job or gravitate towards certain hobbies until one day we're creating our own business or doing something and we're like, wow, no wonder why none of that worked out. But
it primed me for this current moment. And that's something that I've experienced in my life where I tried so many different things and entrepreneurial projects, and I had all these different types of jobs that didn't fulfill me. But I learned so much throughout those experiences that I'm now using for my own brand and my own work that I do today. Do you feel like, looking back, the job in marketing or the modeling or whatever it might have been really helped build the foundation so that once you guys were starting VitaClean, you had all of these different tools that served as a good basis? And then, of course, to your point, no school will ever prepare you for the mess ups or the problems or the issues with production. You have to figure that out as you go, really.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Yeah, that's a really strong question. And it's interesting. I have thought about this before, and I personally wasn't 100% sure what I wanted to do when I was out of high school. I loved fashion. I was inspired by fashion through my grandmother. May she rest in peace. She was a seamstress, and she used to make clothes for me since I was a little girl, like custom-made clothes, tailored clothes. And what's interesting about my grandma, Grandma Maria, is that she was living under the communist time, so you weren't really allowed to have a private business or any of that. So she'd do like underground, she had an underground business where she'd make clothes for all the women and the men in town, and she was just so strong and so awesome. So I always knew I wanted to do something in fashion, and I went to Fashion Institute of Technology. I actually first went to art school before I transferred to the business side. And at that time, I think I really all I wanted to do was just really build my modeling career. And I wasn't sure exactly how long that would look like. I know there was a time limit to it, but for a really immediate future, that was my focus. So it's interesting because my course in FIT, and I tell everybody it's probably the best thing that I did, was take that course. It really taught you everything about starting a business. I specialized in product development. All my courses were really entrepreneurial, which was really cool at the time. I know that's very common now, but I went to school in 2011. So for that time, to have online classes and teach entrepreneurship and product development, we had a course where I had to literally learn how to start something from zero, find a factory, source products, and create it into a physical product to be able to sell it, and then create a marketing plan around that. So it's interesting because when we started VitaClean, there was so many similarities of my coursework to what we were doing. So I would say yes and no. There's definitely, everything in life adds up to help you, guide you where you're supposed to go. But VitaClean had just come out of a really big need. Mm-hmm. It had a very big need because Sarah and I were really suffering and had a lot of frustrations and self-esteem issues because of the skin and hair issues we were experiencing. I myself had severe dandruff and eczema all over my body when I was living in London. I didn't know it was the water, but I thought I was internally sick. I spent a lot of time and money and resources trying to figure out the root cause of it. Of course, there's so many factors that contribute to these issues. I can't just say, hey, it's the water, nothing else. Mm-hmm. Of course, internally, there's things in your body that cause these inflammations or cause these issues to occur. But the water was irritating my skin so much that it led to a point of despair because I felt like nothing I ever bought or nothing I ever used was providing a solution for me. And coming back full circle to the calling, I believe that we both felt we need to bring this to the masses and we need to help people who are struggling with this as well.
I love that. I'm really curious to know during that time, because a lot of this people in this audience, whether it's they have skin issues or other health issues or any challenge in life, when you're in the midst of it, it's our tendency to spiral and control the outcome and immediately figure out, like, how do I get through this without giving ourselves the time and the grace and the patience to download all of the lessons or obtain all of the wisdom. What was your mindsets like during that time when you were both were having those health issues? And I'm sure there were many moments where you couldn't see light at the end of the tunnel, and every day you wake up and it's like, how much more can I take? And like, can I just have a break? And, or you see some progress and then you take 10 steps back. So I'm really curious, what was your mindset during all of that?
It's really hard to say because I think we just kind of lived with it. Like, it was just a part of life. Like, for me, it was just like, I go to the salon like every few weeks to get my hair overtoned, and I use a lot of purple shampoo, or I put cortisone in my face. Like, it wasn't really like, how am I going to live? Like, that was just how we lived. I always say, like, VitaClean is like a thing that you never knew you needed, you know? Mm-hmm. So you try it and then you're like, wow, life is a lot better. You always having a good skin and hair day, or I really like having nice hair or glossy hair or nice skin. And so, yeah, it's not, you don't really know that there is an alternative out there for you. So I guess it doesn't really occupy your mind until you have it. And that's for me personally, because my health problems, they were, you know, not very pleasant, but they didn't completely take over my life. I mean, I wasn't like in hives all the time or something like that. I would just get slightly irritated and then just search for like a quick fix kind of product. Mm-hmm. I think Christina was quite affected by her dandruff, and she could maybe touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, I think one of the words, Karen, is that it becomes consuming. Like, it becomes consuming, and it's there, and you know it's there, and it's annoying, and there's nothing you can do to fix it. But yeah, I mean, you learn to live with it. And the dandruff bar, it was really embarrassing because, as I mentioned, I was modeling still, and yes, I was working with the marketing company. Sorry, I was exploring a lot of things, which, by the way, I highly advise a lot of people in their early 20s, just explore and try as many things as you can. But it was embarrassing because I'd be on shoots and people would do my hair and they'd be like literally like snowing out of my head the whole time. And, you know, there'd be like white little flakes on my mm-hmm. hairline. And it was just embarrassing because when you're modeling, like, you professionally, you want to show up and you want to look your best and you want to create the image, or you want to, you know, just be able to embody whatever persona that a client wants to embody. And when you're sitting there and there's like snow coming out of your head, or on the contrary, like when I'm presenting in a meeting and I have a blazer, a black blazer on, there's like a bunch of dandruff. For me, it was like really consuming because that was my whole reality. I don't think people noticed as much. I don't think people cared as much, but for me, it was such a big deal and it made me feel really self-conscious. So that was hard to navigate, but again, like, I think it's also a personality thing for me. It's like, it doesn't matter how much I'm struggling through something. I always push forward. Like, I always push myself forward to improve myself, to learn. So I don't feel like I've ever been yet. Maybe, I hope, I pray to God that like nothing like this happens, but I never feel like I was stuck in a place where I couldn't move forward because of a skin and hair issue or of a certain other issue. I've always been really proud of myself because I've always pushed forward no matter what.
That's amazing. And I think it touches on a really big, profound truth that we all often forget is, if we're still breathing right now and we're alive, we have survived 100% of all the things that we thought we never could. And sometimes in the moment, it's hard for some to see why things are happening or how it could get better until weeks pass, days pass, months pass. And you're like, wow, that figured itself out, or that I healed that, or I got through that. During this time, or even just now, what kind of tools or practices or rituals do you both invest your time into to maintain this mindset? Because it seems like both of you have this this deep confidence in yourselves, which I think is so beautiful and powerful. And it seems like you both are able to see the positive aspects of everything. So I'm always curious, when people have that energy, what led you to think that way or act this way? And maybe it's innate to both of you.
If I were to answer this just top of mind, I think for me, it has something to do with being an immigrant. Like, when you have an immigrant mentality, like, especially coming from Eastern Europe and from a post, I didn't grow up in the communist era, but like, I felt the effects of it in the first 10 years of my life. But like, when you come to a new country and you just have to survive, like, you almost can't afford the luxury of feeling stuck and not moving forward. And again, this is just my personal experience. You just have to find a solution. You have to find a way. So I think it's a mix of personality and also a mix of circumstances of, you know, like, in myself, for myself, like, having moved here as a young girl and having to adapt into a new culture, trying to fit in, trying to understand this new world, and just having that survival mentality, which, you know, you have to have confidence. You have to build confidence. You have to build a thick skin. You have to really believe in yourself and push forward. I also been really ambitious my whole life. I have always wanted to be the best version of myself and achieve things that I set goals to achieve. So, again, I think my answer would be circumstances, you know, your life, and also a personality. It's a personality trait.
Sarah, what about yourself?
I think it's, you know, when you grow up, when I was trying to find a job out of university, there was the recession. And I think that kind of, it makes you think differently and what kind of opportunities are out there other than, you know, just getting a job in corporate. Or, and I think as well, like, over the last 10 years, people have, you know, they've really created their own job, like, even like podcasting, like, didn't mm-hmm. exist really like about a few years ago. So I can't really answer it, because it just kind of felt really natural. And I've always kind of wanted to do my own thing. So yeah.
Amazing. Well, Sarah, I know you described a little bit about the product itself and the different layers and the cloth and so forth. How does it work? Because when I used it for the first time, I was struggling with a lot of eczema in my scalp that, similar to you, Christina, like, white dandruff, all my black blazers, and I would wear hats because I couldn't look at myself. And I think to what you also described, Christina, where it could be internal and you don't know what's causing the inflammation or the issues. But when I used VitaClean for the first time, I was amazed, because when I got out of the shower and dried my hair and, you know, styled my hair, no specks of dandruff falling off my head. And I knew it was from the shower head. And I was just blown away at how literally instantaneously it completely had healed that issue that I was facing. So I am so curious to dive a little bit deeper on how it works and how it benefits our skin and our hair.
Yeah, definitely. So we talked a little bit about hard water and soft water, and how the plumber was talking about the sludge and hard water. So I'll just touch on that quickly, because hard water is water that has a really high mineral content. And that really, it disrupts your epidermis, like the skin layers. It gives you irritation, like dandruff. It just generally is not good for your skin and hair. And especially when you're using hot water and your pores are opening up, and it's just like the hot abrasive particles that are going into it. So the VitaClean removes the lime scale or any kind of sediment, dirt buildup that hardens your water or causes like any debris in your water. And we would like to say that ours removes much more than any other competitor out there. I mean, if you look at our cloth compared to other people's filters, then you can see that there is a lot more debris and a lot more like particles that are caught. And then on top of that, we have the vitamin C, which I touched on a little bit, which is, you know, it just really gives you like a glossy sheen on your skin and hair. It dechlorinates the water. So most water mains are treated with chlorine. to ensure that the water is safe for drinking, it's safe for consumption, it's safe for showering in, which is amazing because, you know, we obviously don't want to be exposed to anything that could harm us. Mm-hmm. But it's not the best thing for skin and hair. I don't know if you've ever, when I was a kid growing up in Australia, we used to spend a lot of time in chlorinated pools learning how to swim. And it was not great for our skin and hair at yeah. all. So you can see, like, over time, chlorine, it's really not very good, especially if you like color your hair. It really messes your color. And that's one thing that VitaClean does. It really helps retain your color for a lot longer. I mean, I used to go to the salon like every 6 weeks and color my hair every 6 weeks. And now I can stretch that out between like 10 and 12 weeks, depending on if it's summer or winter. Christine has just recently gone blonde as well. So she feels the same. So that's really how it works. And yeah, as I said, we find it much more superior because of the vitamin C aspect, and it creates such a beautiful quality of water, and also the aromatherapy aspect. So we have essential oils in our vitamin C capsules, and the essential oils, they almost act as a diffuser. So when they touch with the hot water, they melt and they create a beautiful aroma that's not too strong. Some are stronger than others, like citrus is our strongest and lavender is probably the weakest. And that kind of diffuser effect has a really calm, relaxing effect on the mind as well.
Also, the water pressure is just so amazing because it's very fine. Like the, I don't even know how you describe that, but like the water that comes out.
The stream,
thank you, is super fine. So every time I take a shower, I feel like I'm in a spa. I'm like, this is amazing. This is a 5-star experience.
Yeah, for sure. I think it was important to create a spa element to it. And we just wanted to really make the shower a shower you've never taken before. So having the combination of a filter that is just a regular water filter, like you've seen, like basically like a burrito, but in your shower, is effective for sure. But adding the component of the vitamin C essential oils is like so, it's just such a game changer. And that's why you see all the beauty effects of it. And it's really good for your skin. It's good for your hair. So VitaClean has the aspect of the beauty side of it. And the wellness side of it is that aromatherapy experience. Because when you shower, like, it's your like total me time. You know, you get to relax. I don't know whether you're a morning person or morning shower person or evening shower person. Like, you really get to relax. Like, for me, showering has the power to shift my energy levels completely. There's a really cleansing experience to it. It's very refreshing. It's renewal. It's everything that you'd want to restart or reset your mind, body, and mood. So to be able to provide that for somebody at the comfort of their own home and something like the shower, because that's your daily routine, just feels so good.
Yeah. I feel like for me now, it's the way I think about a shower is like washing away everything that I don't need to carry with me anymore. And it's kind of a spiritual experience, even though I'm just washing my hair and my body. For those who are listening who have either skin issues or hair issues, like eczema, inflammation, how would they discern that maybe it's the water in their apartment or their home that could be maybe not causing the issues, but could be exacerbating it? How can you discern what it
is? That's a great question. So as Sarah mentioned, the difference between hard and soft water, I think that's always the first thing to notice. And how you can tell if you have hard water, you can Google your zip code. That's one way. But also, like, take a notice of your glassware in the kitchen. Take a notice if there's like white speckles around cups or around your kitchen sink. Like, that's a really good way to know. Also, like, peek into the bottom of your kettle as well. If there's like a white mineral film, like, usually indicates that that's hard water. And I just want to make a note so people can visualize at home. The appliances in your home have to be maintained. I love coffee. I have a really good coffee maker, and I have to descale it all the time because of sediment and minerals. Same with your dishwasher. You have to add salt. You have to, you know, get rid of the mineral and the buildup of that. So imagine what that's doing to your skin and hair. If your appliances are asking for maintenance. So one way to notice is that, of course, you could take a look at your machine, like, does it need to scaling? Take a look at your glassware, take a look at your silverware. That's one way to tell. Also, like, you could pour in a cup if there's like a lot of like white film and residue in a cup. That's also an indicator that the water is hard. There's also hard water strips if you really want to get into it and order them on Amazon. But you could always tell by if your skin feels really tight. The other thing that I totally notice, and there's literally like not ever a moment I'm not showering with VitaClean because I travel with mine. I literally put it in my suitcase and put it in the Airbnb or in the hotel. Like, I will not wash my hair or my skin in a regular shower head. So you could tell by those things that to indicate if you have hard water. So there's sometimes like if you have soft water, but there's still like a lot of debris in your water, like Manhattan is a very good example of this. Like the pipes in the buildings are so, so old that mm-hmm. the cloths that in our filter get so black like after a week, which is really scary because the water of Manhattan coming from a good source is really good water. Like it's soft water. However, by the time it ends up on your skin and hair, there's a lot of things like rust, dirt, sediment, and you can tell, like you can literally tell by the microfiber cloth. So VitaClean is not only for people who live in hard water areas, but also soft water areas, especially in like big cities like Manhattan. Those cities could be, you know, they have a lot more pollution. They have old pipes that haven't been changed in a while. There's always constructions going on. So you could benefit greatly to have a VitaClean, even if you live in a soft water area. Really common question, people are like, well, my parents or I or whoever's residence has the whole home filtered, we have a filter at the base. That's a really good thing if you can afford that. That's amazing. Usually those things are really, really pricey, but if you can't have that, it's such a plus. However, you could still use the VitaClean if you have that because of the vitamin C shot and its benefits. You can have the aromatherapy spa-like experience every time with that extra soft water and extra protection, in addition to, you know, having filtered your whole home. And you get the benefit of the vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
That is really unique and really special. So VitaClean is for everybody. People who live in a hard water area benefit from it the most. Also, people who live in an area where maybe the pipes in their buildings or in their home are quite old and have a lot of residual articles would also benefit as well.
I'd love to hear your experience with VitaClean and like the differences that you saw like after one wash and after 1 week. And like, is that before we came across each other, like was filtering your shower water, was that like something that you were thinking of doing, or what was kind of like your experience on that?
So I've seen VitaClean and I've seen other competitor brands before. And I live in a pretty new building. It was built, I think, like 5 years ago. And I have like a water filter in my fridge and it's very clean and new. So I never thought that I would need something like this. I mentioned before that I was struggling with really dry skin and eczema. And I've had a history of hormonal acne, and that's something that comes from within. But the water or the products that I'm using or the air in my apartment, that could all affect or make it worse. And so when I first used VitaClean, I thought to myself, like, I don't know how much it's going to make a difference. It's just water. Like, I don't know how much a filter can do. But like I said before, I was truly amazed because this was when I had really bad eczema on my skin, like just all around my chin, flaky skin, itchy scalp, itchy ears, even like just so irritated, like all over was just very irritated. My body itself was fine, but just the top of my body was very irritated. And so when I used it for the first time, it first of all, the experience itself was very renewing and just felt really relaxing and refreshing to the word that you use, Christina. And when I dried my hair the first time, there was no itchiness, there was no scalp issues. And after within, I would say like a couple of washes, the dryness on my face started to subside. Now it's been a month and a half and I just I don't know how to describe it, but my body and my face just feel so much more hydrated. Now, I will say I still have the hormonal acne because that's something that's coming from within. So that's separate, but it at least has made it more manageable and less irritated. And I think kind of going back to what we were saying before of when you're dealing with skin issues and hair issues and scalp issues, like you think everyone is looking at you and everyone is like, oh my God, her scalp looks horrible or look at her acne. And the reality is like, that is the least interesting thing about you. No one's looking at you. But I will say when I started to feel better, like my confidence, despite still having some of these issues, my confidence was a bit more restored and it stopped consuming me as much because at least I had some solution that was providing me these benefits. So, and I also will say I was very pleased by the ease in which it is to install it. Like I thought I needed to get my plumbing tools out and call my dad. And I'm 27 and I'm a girl and I don't know how to do anything in the house. And I was able to do it. So Christina, when you say that you travel with it, I completely understand and it makes sense to me. I'm sure people who are listening are like, how is she traveling with a shower head?
I know, so, it's quite comical.
So that's been my experience, which has been really nice because I know what it feels like where you try everything to fix a health problem and nothing is working and then sometimes it comes out of nowhere and it's a really minor solution and it does give you these benefits and that just kind of restores your faith and your trust and your hope really.
And your confidence.
Yeah. And the confidence.
Nothing feels better than really good skin and hair, right? And if we could just do that by one product, one shower that we already do, it's so effortless because you don't have to be spending thousands of dollars on like an LED mask or this cream or that cream or this procedure. And of course, if you like that and you're into it, go ahead and do it. But it also like having less is sometimes really good because your skin doesn't become addicted or rather like dependent on all of these kind of different skincare things that you probably doesn't need because you just need one solution and it's really good balance of the water. So without all of the sediment and dirt and rust. But I'm really pleased to hear your experience. And I just want to make a note that how your thought process was before, you know, just being introduced to us and us being in touch, I think that's very common. So I just wanted to make a note for the listeners of the podcast. Like if you're as well saying, hey, I have a water filter in my whole house or I live in a new building, as I mentioned a little earlier in the conversation, VitaClean still really helps no matter what condition like your pipes are in or no matter what kind of area the water that you live in is. It really does help overall. And if you're looking for something that will always have your back and will always provide a consistent result, you should really consider getting a VitaClean. It really is so game changing, and I'm so happy to know that it really has helped your eczema on your scalp.
Yeah,
that just makes my whole heart full.
Oh, thank you to both of you. And I will also say, when it comes to skin and hair, nothing is typically instantaneous. When you use a new skincare product, it takes a few weeks for that to really kick in. When you start taking a new supplement, that takes a few months really to start seeing the benefits. And that's, I think, what I was really surprised by was the instantaneous shift. And over time, it got better and better and better. But that gave me hope. Like, okay, if something could shift and help me in such a quick way, maybe I don't need to continue buying all these skincare products and all these new supplements. And maybe like giving my body and my skin a break in that way could actually help it in the long term. And at least I'm doing this small shift that's making me feel good, make me look better. And like I have this tendency when things hit the fan where I spiral and I'm like, oh, I need to go on TikTok and research like what skincare to try and what supplement to try. And this kind of eased me a little bit. So that was my experience. I'm very grateful for it.
I'm so happy to hear that. And I think everybody can relate to just the spiraling if you have a really persistent skin and hair issue because you would do anything. So we're so happy that we have helped thousands of people just relieve these issues in just one shower or two showers, you know. So we're so, I mean, I can't even speak to how incredible that is. And we have a lot of gratitude that we have changed people's lives for the better and have helped them, you know, not struggle as much.
Yeah. I want to, this kind of transitions into where I want to go next. I know charity is a big part of VitaClean and both of your personal missions. You've helped many people when it comes to their skin and their hair. What are the other ways that you guys are helping other people, whether it's through charities or a deeper sense of your mission? How are you bringing that purpose to life?
We felt that it was really necessary to give back when we first created VitaClean, and it's something we aligned on. And how we chose to do that is by partnering up with a charity called Drop for Drop. Drop for Drop is a charity that provides water to areas that have no access to it. What we do is we collect funds to be able to finance a well, building of a well. We have funded two wells already, one in Maui and one in Tanzania, which provided almost 200 people who had no access to clean water with a well in their community, in their village. We're almost done with a third fund for the project. So we're excited to have our third well built.
That's amazing. How does that affect how you approach your business day to day, knowing that you have a deeper fulfillment and purpose behind your work?
I think giving back is just a part of life, not just in business, but in our day to day. I think it's really grounding and it's really good to be able to help people who don't have access to the things we have access to. I think I can't even imagine a world where that we're not participating in that. You know, it's not just a business thing. This is a big part of our personalities and, you know, our character and how we want to conduct our lives and how we want to inspire and how we want to show up and how we want to lead. And it's not really about a business. It's really about making time, whether you're physically helping or you're creating an opportunity to raise money to create a well, like in our case for VitaClean. But having access to clean, good water is just so important. I know in one of the communities in Tanzania, like women had to carry jugs of water for like an hour to be able to have water to drink and cook and clean. So that has been a big help for them. And it's just something we're going to continue doing and continue contributing to.
It's beautiful because it sounds like, or it is a part of your DNA, both of you individually, but then also the brand itself. And so it's really remarkable to see that everything you guys are doing has that layer or that foundation behind it, which is giving back and helping other people. And you're doing that with the product itself. And now you've extended it to communities that really need help in ways that we take for granted. I mean, like here I am, you know, saying the water filter changed my life, and it did, but I'm also reminded to be grateful that I even have running water in my apartment. And I think these types of scenarios bring you back down to earth a little bit on like what the importance of these little things that we often take for granted.
I think it's, and I often talk about this with my peers, I think it's really important to have a life goal that helps people. And, you know, I think that one of the things that we're so passionate about VitaClean, and one of our favorite parts of our job, is definitely seeing all the reviews that like, oh, it changed my life, or my kid has a skin condition, now they don't have a skin condition anymore, I've got my confidence back. And yeah, I think as well, like I can't talk for Christina, but for myself, before VitaClean, I had like a tech consultancy and I also had like a little software company. And although it was fun and, you know, we were like marketing brands and whatever, it didn't have the same kind of purpose that VitaClean has, that you can actually help people find confidence and help them with their skin and hair conditions and really make an impact on their life. And it now, you know, when I look for new friends or, you know, connections, I really look for people who have similar goals in mind. And I feel like there is a big personality difference between people who chase, like, I would like to say, like, selfish goals or egotistical goals that only serve themselves or their own like bravado, and people who really want to, you know, make a difference. And that might just be that they want a company that's as big as possible so they can employ as many people as possible and really make a change in their community. Or it might be, you know, that they, it's similar to VitaClean, that they want to help people with a certain issue that they've also found and they've found a solution to that, and they want to scream from the rooftops and make sure that other people can figure that out too. And yeah, to me, I mean, I'm 33 now, and I would like to say that at this stage in my life, that is what I think is the meaning of life.
I love that. Well, Christina and Sarah, this was amazing. Is there anything else you want to leave our listeners with? A piece of wisdom, advice, anything?
Oh, thank you. I always feel like this is such a hard question. Well, first, I just wanted to say thank you for holding this space. We really enjoyed having a conversation and just sharing a little bit about our journey. I hope that it could offer somebody a little bit of a perspective on, you know, how, what it took to build a company today, a company like VitaClean. And I think my takeaway is just really, just take care of yourself, be curious, and never stop asking questions.
I love that.
Yeah, and if anyone is interested in VitaClean or had any of the issues that we've talked about, and you're not quite sure if it would work for you, or you have any questions on how we built the business, or if you know you want to build your own business, I can be reached on Instagram at Sarah K Douglas. That's SarakDouglas. And also we can be reached on VitaClean, which is VitaClean_official. And just reach out with any questions you may have, and we're happy to help.
Amazing. And I also have a discount code for all the listeners, which I will put in the description box, and I'll also tag or include both of your handles so everyone can find you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening today. Be sure to subscribe to the show, follow me along on social media at ECANU, and order my book, Beauty in the Stillness, which is available internationally in both digital and print. Everything is linked in the show notes below, and I can't wait to see you all in the next episode.